Listen up, fuckers. This is Obscenities Radio, and we are redefining the edge of offensive. Obscenities Radio is an explicit show for adults only, and by continuing to listen, you are declaring that you are at least 18 years of age. The show is not for pansy-ass pussies, so if you don't get off on blasphemous and the obscene, turn this off now and keep your fucking opinions to yourself. This is your final fucking warning.
Christian, let's pretend that you're all-powerful, all-knowing, sovereign God, living on planet Heaven somewhere, actually exists, and gets involved with us lowly, unworthy, sinful human beings. And let's just assume that this figure actually does give a shit about us, enough to employ people to be ghostwriters for his best-selling book, and that this Bible is an inerrant record displaying the character of your God. I've heard and even preached this book that you say you believe in more than anything else to learn the nature and character of your God, and here's what I found. He first creates everything, including all humanity, exactly the way he wanted them to be. The entire plan, thought out, constructed, exactly as he wanted. He actually declares that
it is good.
I mean, he is sovereign, right? So, of course it is. But then he has second thoughts. And God didn't enjoy how his perfect creation was behaving. So like any good parent, he declares that he will
destroy them.
Fuck spanking. Your God declares that he is going to
destroy all flesh, including children.
That's what your God said in your book that you believe is the absolute truth. See, in Genesis 6:17 it says,
"And behold, I am bringing a flood of waters upon the earth in order to destroy all flesh from under the heavens. Everything which is in the earth shall die."
So, we see that your God thought it was a good idea to drown everyone. This includes innocent children. Then, in the next book, called Exodus, we see what other lovely escapades your all-loving, ruling superhero does. Exodus 11, 4-6, your Lord says,
"About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die. From the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the slave girl who is at her handmill. And all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or will ever be again."
Then, in Exodus 12:29, we see the execution of his promise. I'll read it for you, just in case you haven't read the whole book that you say you trust above everything else. "At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat upon the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well." That's right. God destroyed children. Did you catch that? Your God killed infants. But I'm not finished yet. Most have heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, and here's what your all-loving superhero did there. Genesis 19, 24-25 says this, "Then Jehovah rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Jehovah out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground." That's the entire fucking city. That means that, again, your God scorched children. Don't be shocked about it. These weren't accidents. Your Savior, your Master, your Father, brags about his psychopathic temper when he declares in Deuteronomy 32:39,
"See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound, I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand."
Furthermore, we know that your God said,
"Thou shalt not kill."
So, on top of being a psychopathic killer, we see his blatant hypocrisy in his chosen killing sprees. But I suppose you'll say that it's sometimes it's okay to scorch infants and innocent people with burning sulfur falling from the sky? I can hear you fucking Christians now.
You're only quoting the Old Testament God. He isn't like that anymore. Jesus has provided a way of forgiveness by fulfilling the laws of God. We need to only look to the New Testament to see the character of God.
Well, I'm going to let you out of having to explain Malachi 3:6, where your God says, "I am the Lord, I change not," and simply remind you of what your Jesus says in the New Testament. Here's what it says in Matthew 7:14. "Narrow is the road to life, and only a few will find it." So we know that the plan was to save the few from the beginning. It was designed that way. And in Matthew 10:15 and Mark 6:11, Jesus says that those who reject his message will have a worse time than those in Sodom and Gomorrah. We just reviewed what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, and your Jesus thought it was a good idea for worse things to be planned for those who rejected the gospel. See, your God hasn't changed. He's still an angry, pissed off, spoiled fucking brat with a flamethrower that he can't wait to use on anyone unwilling to submit to his dictatorial, hateful bullshit. Revelation 20:15 and 21:8 are clear that whoever's name is not in the book of life, you know, the ones who simply don't believe, that they're going to fry in the lake of fire. You say that Jesus took away the sin of the whole world, and that he's forgiven us. Wrong. The Bible declares that and the contradiction that we merely have the opportunity to be forgiven. The good news is only for the stupid fucks that won't question the immorality of your God and will believe without seeing proof. That's right. Your Jesus answer? It's shit. Jesus didn't take away the sin of the whole world and provide forgiveness for everyone. It's a fucking lie. And what Jesus did is only a benefit to the believer. God is still an angry, judgmental fuck, even after Jesus. So your Old Testament versus New Testament argument is total shit. You say that it's all fair and good and just because he does offer a way to be saved. But how quickly do you forget that your God is sovereign? That's right. That means he could have set it up any way that he wanted to. What does he choose?
Fry the fuckers forever.
But I know, Christian, that's just fine for you. You don't really give a fuck about that because in your mind, you're safe and you're humbled and grateful for your salvation. But what about the rest of us? Do you agree with your God that we should all fry forever in a lake of fire? You fucking better if you don't want to deny the edicts of your so-called loving father. So, has your God been satisfied by the many years of destroying children, drowning infants, and scorching flesh of entire cities in the Old Testament? Was he satisfied with pinning his only son to a hunk of wood and letting him suffocate to death? No, he was not. He's got one last hurrah ahead of his evil ass, according to your line of shit. He's going to fry the mass of humanity. And you must think that's okay, because your example sure does. Well,
fuck your infant drowning child scorching tormenting God, and fuck you too for defending that sick fuck you call father. Sick fuck you call father.
So, that's it for now, friends. Thanks for listening, and please feel free to contact us anytime with questions, suggestions, or just to rant. You can find us at obscenities.com. That's obscenitease.com. We pride ourselves on being the most blasphemous company on the fucking planet and trust that you'll love the funny ass shit we've got available at obscenities.com. So till next time, keep it authentic and keep it fucking evil. Keep it fucking evil. Keep it fucking evil. Keep it fucking evil. Keep it fucking evil.